Wendy, let's talk about the clamp story again.
Yes. So we have these gigantic clamps and these men that are all hypnotized sitting in a row in these chairs, and I had to do something. So I did use these big, gigantic clamps, and I clamped them onto the skin on the back of their hands. The clamps kind of fell over, and they were tugging on them. And these are those metal ones, you know. They have such spring tension. And actually, I was a little worried about doing damage to the back of their hands, but they signed their release forms, so we're good now. I knew that we couldn't, you know, do anything too terribly damaging when it's just skin that we're clamping. They did not feel it. These guys were completely relaxed. I told them to open their eyes. The clamps are still in their hand, and they were fine. And then afterwards, when we talked to them, one said, well, you know, I felt very intense pressure, but it wasn't painful, and it was a different feeling than pain, which in childbirth, that's what a lot of the women say who are using hypnosis for childbirth. They say, I feel pressure, but there's just no pain.
Yeah.
So your brain experiences it differently, kind of like my laser thing. The needles through the hand, though, man, you know, that's a tough one.
I did
this in a doctor's office, and this was being filmed as well. And the two subjects I had, I didn't know if they were very good subjects. I hadn't hypnotized them before. And, you know, I did the thing where your hand is numb, and it's cool, and it feels like Novocaine's been injected in it. And then this doctor pulls the skin up on their hand and sticks needles through. So one of the subjects, a girl, she was not looking at her hand. She had her eyes open and everything the whole time. She wasn't looking at it, and the doctor said, you can look at your hand if you want. And she looked down and said, oh, my gosh, I didn't know you had the needle in there. So now both of the subjects, the hand I hypnotized, they were fine. No sensation. The needle went right through. And I said, you know, I hate to ask you this, but I've got to know, would you stick a needle in their other hand?
Gee.
And everyone in the room, the film crew and everyone, we were all just cringing because we had the anticipation of the pain. And he did stick the needle through their other hand, and it was very painful for them. It was very difficult. Their body was, you know, twitching and writhing. And even more interesting, really, was what happened the next day. The lady that was hypnotized, she came into my office and said, you've got to look at my hands. The one that we didn't hypnotize had a big bruise. The whole back of her hand was purple. But the one that we did hypnotize, it felt no pain. There was nothing there. It was perfectly normal.
That's
there wasn't
astonishing.
A spot.
Is that why some people who can walk on nails, you know, those people in India, they have that ability to do that or to walk on glass in their bare feet? I've seen that.
Yeah.
Do they hypnotize themselves?
Quite possibly, because their belief is so strong that they can do that, that somehow maybe their body changes its composition somewhat. The same way that that hand healed so quickly that the body changes how it responds to the pressure of the nails or the glass. Either that or it's just weight distribution, but the glass thing, that doesn't make any sense. There must be something they're doing to stop themselves from getting cut.
What other things, I mean, when you do your hypnosis, I mean, it's just not all normal things. I mean, you do some pretty controversial things, don't you?
I do. And that's why I say that, you know, there's some people who don't like what I do. There's some organizations, the traditional hypnosis organizations, that don't like the fact that I experiment. Because if someone asks me, can hypnosis make me grow hair on my bald head?
No, it can't.
Of course not. But, no, you know, normally you should say, no, it can't do that. But what if it can? Why not try and find out? So I found a research study that was on Propecia. You know what Propecia is?
Yes, that's, exactly.
It's a drug you take and it makes you grow hair on your head. So their study and their research has the placebo, which means someone took a sugar pill. And so all these men that took nothing more than a sugar pill, 38% of them grew hair on their head of at least 100 hairs per square inch. The actual group who took the real drug, 60% of them grew hair. Those are pretty good statistics.
Yeah, they are.
Only 60% grew hair from the drug, 38% from the placebo of at least 100 hairs per square inch. So me being very curious, I say, well, I think that hypnosis can certainly achieve that effect. In fact, hypnosis is more effective than placebo because hypnosis is not a placebo and it doesn't use the brain in the same way that a placebo does. So I made a CD for that. And, you know, I told people, I said, this is just experimental. It may not work. So I wasn't giving them any belief. And there's a lot of men, and I don't know what the percentages are, but there's a lot of men who have said, I didn't believe it'd work either, but 2 weeks later, I have hairs growing on my bald head. So now, that's one example of why some of the traditional organizations don't like what I do, because they said, that makes us look ridiculous. And I said, well, here's the problem. People are taking Propecia to grow hair, and you know what it does to you? Do you know what the side effect is, George?
Well, I've heard all kinds of things. When
what's the one most important one? The one that hurts the most, it makes you impotent.
Really?
Yeah, it does. So here you have this hair on your head, you can get all the girls, but you can't do anything with
it. I mean,
them.
These are some of those things where you see it on television, and then right at the last 3 seconds of the commercial, they go, but those of you who take their turn, your eyes fall off and things like that.
You lose your manhood. So you can't do anything with all that beautiful hair, except let the girls rub their hair into your head.
Well,
but anyway, you got that nasty old side effect, you know.
Well, but then how does this work? How can the mind control? You know, I've always heard that the mind can keep people from getting sick or stressed and things like that. But how can it do medical things, biological things?
Well, our bodies are responding to our thoughts all the time, even just a conscious thought. If you are going to, I had my finger pricked today for some blood, and in anticipation of that prick happening, I felt the pain in advance. So I was telling my cells to feel that pain ahead of time. And here's the extent you can take it to. If I hypnotize someone and I put an ice cube on their arm, let's say, and I say this is a hot coal and it's going to produce a burn and you're going to have a blister that fills with fluid, there's actually videos you can find on the internet that show you the time lapse of a burn developing. It takes about an hour after you remove the ice cube, and the person gets a burn with a blister from no heat.
Right.
Because the brain thinks that that was happening. It sends the signals to do that. So if you can do that, then the cells are responding, and they're just reacting to what they're told. So if I, like with the hair on the head, I have a person imagine that they're going inside of those cells, and they're creating an energy around those cells that activates them, and they turn a switch on. And it's just a metaphor, you know, that they're going to turn this little switch on, and then they turn it on for all those follicles. Because that thought is there, rather than the thought that, you know, they go stand in front of the mirror every day and go, well, damn, I'm losing more hair every day. And so all they're doing is making the problem worse. But now they're giving themselves a positive thought and telling their cells what to do. And it grows. So in that happening, their body's changing some of the hormone levels, the dihydrotestosterone, I think it is, that stop the hair from growing. Because you can manipulate your immune system and your hormones and so many things.